border communities have some of the most amazing and biodiverse environments in the world, truly special and unique places that we absolutely need to protect. Our findings for this report is really a summary of collections of research that's already been out there and has been made available. And we're just putting it all together on this topic of transborder flows of the runoff that is a problem due to this infrastructure issues that we're having. This is not a new study. It's an aggregate of all of the related research thus far, helping us to identify potential common threads and gaps where more research is needed. Our areas of expertise in a particular environmental health division is in focusing on investigating complex chemicals in our environment and really trying to understand how people may be exposed and what impacts these exposures might have on both humans and our environment. So, to summarize our findings in the report, looking at how billions of gallons of untreated sewage, industrial waste, and urban runoff are have been going on for years in the region. We know that the watershed is designated as being impaired under the Clean Water Act, and that as a result of this inflow of runoff, that there are potential exposure risks that are happening. So, with regards to public health implications, in this report, we've highlighted some specific public health risks that researchers have presented, including exposure to pathogens and toxic chemicals. These exposures could have heavier or more severe impact on our sensitive populations in the nearby communities. That would include children, seniors, pregnant women, also occupational health risks to our lifeguards, military personnel, border patrol officers, et cetera. And so I think that these collective findings in our report really emphasize the urgent need for action to mitigate some of these potential risks. Some of those specific risks that we've heard about are bacterial infections, viral infections, parasitic infections. All of these are as a result of exposure to this runoff that's coming. There's examples of, like, we've found in some of the reports listing that there's been pathogens including Salmonella, Vibrio, Strep, Listeria, hepatitis. Also, reports of some rare zoonotic pathogens of concern, which have been found to impact our local aquatic systems, in particular dolphins. And these are things that we don't normally see. So, these are very unusual types of exposure that are not normally looked at, and including also antibiotic resistant microbes like resistant strains of E. coli, Legionella. We've found those in abundance in some of our approaches to doing research and looking at these complex interactions in the environment. So, we've also found chemicals like heavy metals, pesticides, also chemicals associated with personal care products, pharmaceuticals, flame retardants. All of these can have possible adverse health effects, which could include toxicity, carcinogenicity, endocrine disruption, and other health effects. There's also other environmental impacts that we are thinking about, as well as how this could harm our aquatic ecosystem, which could lead to, like, algal blooms, fish kills, contamination of seafood, and ultimately affect public health through the food chain. Specifically, some of the findings I could really, I'm going to quickly go over with the water, air, and the soil. For example, we have SDSU researchers, and some of them are here on the call with us. In their research, have found over 392 organic chemical contaminants in the water. Of these, 224 have appeared on a regulatory list. 175 appeared in the EPA Toxic Substance Control Act as well. We've also done a metagenomic analysis revealing those elevated levels of microbes that carry antibiotic-resistant genes in the water, which is of concern to public health due to exposure to these. The air, also, there have been studies done by local researchers that have documented airborne microbes and chemicals related to sewage and runoff in the ocean spray. This is something that needs to be investigated further. There are other reports out there globally talking about long-range transport of persistent chemicals from water to air. It's been well documented. What we don't understand right now is exactly what is the level of contaminants and what are those exposures that are happening in our region. And then lastly, in the soil, we detected over 170 different organic chemical compounds and inorganic elements that include PAHs, PCBs, other significant levels of heavy metals that were found. And it's quite possible that some of these soil-based contaminants could become suspended in the air or water during different types of weather events.